Let's talk some motoring with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
A couple of very popular vehicles around the Hunter Valley have had a bit of a makeover, although we'll start talking about the Volkswagen Transporter.
Yeah, now you go back. This was the heritage of this is that it was the second major sort of model of Volkswagen ever made. The Beetle was the first. But in 1950, they came out with what they called their Type 2 vehicle platform. You and I got to know it really as the Kombi.
Oh, yeah.
Not just, of course, as a van that takes surfers around, but there were also variants, which they called transporters, or vans to take loads and perhaps even a utility-type shape. Well, they've just released an upgrade of their sixth generation. Now, the first generation, I think, lasted about 16 years. Hmm. Now we're having to upgrade them. And you may remember we talked about some time ago, a few weeks ago, about the rating and the safety rating. The big thing that this is a makeover of the sixth generation, they're calling it 6.1, T6.1,
yeah.
And the reason is it brings in more safety features, including automatic emergency braking. So that's the push that's happening to reach the five-star, they hope we'll get the five-star safety rating. It's interesting, though, of course, it's not just one variant. There is, as I say, vans with one row of seats or two rows of seats.
Right.
There's the ute, which is on the chassis. There's the people movers. And there will be the California, a camper van, a little bit upmarket from the old split-screen Kombi that was out that we got to know.
All right, so there is one particular vehicle that's hugely popular around the Hunter Valley. It's getting a new look too, the Nissan Navara.
Yeah, I went down to the launch of that. It's come out. Again, it's a bit of a makeover with a focus on getting more safety features. Now, we talked about the Kombi. By the way, one of the Kombi features is it's got some technology to help with crosswinds, which I think is rather good.
Yeah.
Coming back to the Navara, again, the Navara came out in this latest generation, I think it's the third generation, in about 2015 in Australia, and it had a comfort feature. It had a coil spring suspension for the upmarket models. Now, they had a little bit of problem with it, put a bit of a load in there, and it looked like it was pointing to the sky. You know, the back would go down significantly, not necessarily dangerous, but not looking and didn't look real well. Well, they've modified that. They've had a few makeovers to it, and now this latest one again adds some more safety technology, a bit of bling, looks a bit more macho, but without being over the top. No changes to the engine or gearbox, but it's certainly an example of just improving the breed over time.
Well, in a lot of houses around the Hunter Valley, if there's a Nissan Navara for Dad, there may well be an Outback, a Subaru Outback there for Mum as well, and that's getting a makeover.
Well, yes, in fact, it's got a major sort of change. Now, station wagons, I think, have been unfairly overshadowed by SUVs.
That's fair.
Now, the Outback is really an SUV. It's in that class. Yet, I think it's a little bit more of a sedan that's grown up rather than a four-wheel drive that's gone down to an SUV. So I like them. All-wheel drive, good safety, been around for a long time, new models out, but not a lot of choice. There's no diesel. There's no hybrid. And so, you know, your choices have been limited, and that's happening in the industry. A lot of companies are cutting down on the number of variants just to save money and be more effective, be more cost effective.
Yeah.
But it's always still the Subaru, as the Subaru is, which I think is a great balanced car.
Yeah, and very, very popular, as I mentioned, around the Hunter Valley. So there's a few makeovers. David Brown, however, will never change for us, and he's going to come back next Thursday to talk more motoring. Thanks, mate.
I desperately need a makeover, but I'm afraid that's out of reach.
Thank you.
Bye.